the signal from the spacecraft is gone, and within the next 45 seconds, so will be the spacecraft.
NASA Project Manager Earl Mays talking about the end of the Cassini mission there, but Friday, mission scientists produced multiple major papers on that grand finale for the journal Science. One was led by a Southwest Research Institute scientist, Hunter Waite. For decades, scientists knew particles from Saturn's rings fell into its atmosphere, but Waite says they always thought it was water.
That's not what we saw at all. It was this huge, complex spectrum. The first time that Rebecca Perryman and I looked at it, we went, something wrong? I mean, seriously, we looked at it like, what do we do with our instrument?
Cassini's 22 orbits between the rings and the planet revealed much more. Carbon monoxide, methane, water, molecular nitrogen, ammonia, and complex organics. It also revealed the amount falling was far more than they thought. 22,000 pounds per second of material is falling into Saturn's atmosphere. That's like 2 45-foot shipping containers falling every second. But as much material as that is, it pales in comparison to the dramatic size of the rings and the planet. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.